In this lesson, we're going to learn how to do two-variable optimization, except in the case where we have a constraint. So let's start with a simple example. We have a function u, which is a function of x and y, and it takes the form x times y. We want to maximize this function. Now, normally, we would simply take two partial derivatives, u sub x, u sub y, set equal to 0. However, we have an additional issue to deal with, which is a constraint. And in this case, we have a simple linear constraint, which is x plus y equals 10. There's a couple of methods used to solve these kind of problems, the first one being the method of substitution. So let's use that method to solve this problem. So step one to solving this two-variable constraint problem is to rewrite the constraint as y equals 10 minus x. So we now have y isolated from the constraint. We can substitute this into the objective function. So our objective function u equals x times y equals x times 10 minus x. By substituting the constraint into the u function, we have taken a two-variable problem and used the constraint to convert it to actually a one-variable problem. So we can multiply it out to write it as u equals 10x minus x squared. So this gives us a very simple one-variable problem. We know how to maximize that from before. So we simply take the derivative du dx, and that gives us 10 minus 2x. And since we're trying to maximize it, we set it equal to 0 and solve for x. So 10 equals 2x, or x equals 5. Now that we know what x is, we can use our constraint to find the value of y. So y equals 10 minus x equals 5. So we now have a solution for x. X equals 5. We have a solution for y, which is also 5. The last step then is to substitute our values of x and y into u equals x times y gives us 25. So this is solving a two-variable constraint problem by the method of substitution. So let's stop there.